This summer, we're taking a look at some strangely specific museums across the country. It's time for another stop along our holiday road. Holiday Road! Today we visit downtown Baltimore.
My name is Amy Pelsinski with the National Museum of Dentistry. We're an affiliate of the Smithsonian Institution.
Who knew? And what can you find at a museum of dentistry? Possibly antiquated dental torture devices?
Well, we have Queen Victoria's personal dental instruments.
Check. A nod to pop culture icons?
Cartoon character toothbrushes like Fred Flintstone and Spider-Man.
Okay, and how about dental karaoke?
You can sing along to vintage toothpaste commercials.
Wow. Now, for a hard one, how about a famous piece of American presidential lore?
Well, we have George Washington's dentures here at the National Museum of Dentistry.
Dentures that many grew up thinking were made of wood. Amy Pelsinski says George Washington's dentures show that our school books need a little checkup of their own.
Everything you learned in history is wrong. They're actually made of ivory. And specifically, the dentures that we have in our collection were made out of hippopotamus ivory.
You can learn more about the National Museum of Dentistry on our website, npr.org. We also have photos of George Washington's pearly whites. And if you have a suggestion for other strangely specific museums, please leave a note on our comments page. Hallelujah.